What's going on? I can't travel to Durban, and I really need to see the team. Our telephone bill is through the roof, our server crashed, and we've lost all our files.
Are you getting frustrated with problems in your business? Win at work and calm the chaos with Vox's intelligent business solutions. Work smarter, not harder, and connect your business to the world from 899 Rand. T's and C's apply. Visit vox.co.za for more information.
How flexible is your device? Are you a person on the move and need your device to move with you? The Mesa Fundi goes wherever you go. It allows you to take notes, sketch your great ideas, sign documents and get work done wherever you are. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional. Visit mesa.co.za for more information.
I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is Tech Central. I'm joined now by, and I hope he doesn't mind me describing him like this, a veteran of the telecommunications industry, Anton Potgieter. Anton, welcome. Good to see you again.
Hi, Duncan. Yeah, it's great to see you again. I think I hit 50 last year, so I can't really escape
the veteran term
any longer.
You're living in Cape Town now, are you?
For my sins and my time in Joburg, I'm lucky enough to be in Cape Town now. Yes, back where I was born and grew up.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, someone's doing something right then. You had a sojourn in Namibia, didn't you, a couple of years ago?
No, I go up there pretty often. I have a share in a business there. So quite often, you know, people, you know, when they get hold of me, I'm up there. So I probably could be mistaken for living up there. But no, I go up there for business pretty regularly.
Okay. All right. Now, you are, of course, most people know you as X Huge Group. I think what many people won't or don't know is that you were the effective founder of Huge Group. Of course, it was previously known as, what was it known as? It was, help me out here.
Telepassport.
Telepassport. That's right. Telepassport listed on the JSE as Huge Group, or did it list as Telepassport originally?
We listed as Huge. Okay. The name came as part of the listing. Mm-hmm. We up until then we were Telepassport, and then when we listed, we acquired Centracell as well, created Huge Group as the holding entity, and then Huge Telecom as the telecom operating entity, which Telepassport and Centracell then folded into.
And Centracell wasn't your business; that was another business that was bought in.
That was the Marillis brothers were driving that business.
Okay. All right. So when did you start Telepassport? How long was that business around before Huge Group came along?
That started in 1993. Was originally an international callback business that my grandfather and my uncle had invested some money into. And they told me one day at the dinner table, well, you know, there's a nice tech business you might be interested in. And they told me what it did, and I thought, well, that sounds cool. So I offered my services and jumped in.
Right. So you were there for a long time. When did you eventually leave Huge Group, and why? And what have you been doing in the interim?
I left Huge 2012, 13, 14. I left in stages. So, you know, I was MD and then CEO and then executive chairman, then non-executive chairman, and then just a non-executive director. And The trigger for moving to Cape Town was I have a son who was ready to go to school. And so it was the time to start school. And it was a good peg in the ground to leave Joburg so he could go to school in Cape Town. Otherwise, you know, I could still be in Joburg because it's a really great place and I love pretty much everything about it.
Yeah, it's got great mind dumps. And I keep saying to Cape Townians, they should send some of these Joburg mining companies down there to strip mine Table Mountain, but they don't seem to take it very kindly. Anton, your LinkedIn profile says you're the founder of Huge Group Limited and that you are now working on something else huge. It's a bit of a tease. What is this something else you have up your sleeve?
Well, you know, aren't we all working on something huge? whether it gets there or not is the big trick. we've been playing around, myself and my partner Brett, who's an ex Huge Group guy, Brett Turin, and a whole collection of developers and contractors and so on. We spent the last couple of years playing around with different ways of dealing with the last mile in telco. So Huge Group was and is all about the last mile over GSM. And they've been incredibly successful, and they're still doing very well. And that's kind of where I come from, is you know, making the most of cell phone technology in business. So we started playing around with some asterisk boxes, doing a bit of switching, and seeing what else we could do with GSM, with the last mile. And we came up with our product that we launched recently called Scotty. Mm-hmm. And Scotty is a business number on your cell phone. It's a second number on your phone. It's an 087 number, and it has a quite a distinct difference to what's currently out there. You can get 087 numbers via a VoIP client onto your cell phone. What Scotty does is, instead of using voice over IP as the call carrying technology, we use GSM.
Okay.
And that's got a couple of benefits. The main benefit is quality when you're out of the office. If you're in the office, you connect it to a Wi-Fi, or you connect it to a fiber through a Wi-Fi. Your voice over IP quality is normally perfect. The minute you start moving around, walking down to the canteen, jumping in a car or a taxi, Uber, driving around, it starts getting very sketchy. However, GSM is a technology that was designed to do one thing only, which is voice. And so that's why we've decided to use voice as our call technology on Scotty. So call quality is a big win over a voice over IP service. And the second big win, this is kind of where it's appropriate for companies, is that because we use a seamless callback process in the background, there's no cost to the user's SIM card. So you can give it to your staff, and it's not going to cost them anything on their SIM card bill. Mm-hmm. It all gets charged to the company's Scotty bill. So it's a great way of doing cell phone allowances. We worked out that there's an over 50% saving if you use it for cell phone allowances, when you look at the accounting side of it, as opposed to giving staff a cell phone allowance, which is a wad of cash that you give them, goes onto their salary. So the first thing that happens to that is you get charged a fringe benefit tax. Normally a 50% inclusion rate times 40%, you know, you lose 20% of your spend straight away to the tax man. Then the employee goes and buys call airtime, including VAT, which you can't claim back because it's a personal expense. So you're losing that 15% as well. And then our call rates are very, very low. So your employee might be buying calls at 1.40, 1.30 on their SIM card contract. We're selling calls at 79 cents, including VAT on Scotty. So you save on the call rates as well. And you add all that up, and you can cut well over 50% off yourself in allowance as a company. Then you get a few other benefits, is you get sight of all the calls. Because they're all going through our infrastructure, all the calls get recorded. Mm-hmm. So you as the company own that data. That's pretty important. You know, if staff members leave, you know, they take with them the entire history of interaction with your customers, who could be quite valuable. There's another benefit, which I believe is going to become much bigger in the future, and that's privacy. If your staff members use their cell phones for business calls, they're always giving out their own personal SIM number, mm-hmm. Which is not ideal. You know, you can get bothered all kinds of times of the night on business matters, even non-business matters. If you use Scotty, you're using an 087 number that belongs to the company. It hides your personal cell phone number, and you can switch it off after hours. Nice. And preserve your family time. That's, you know, pretty appropriate with lockdown and stuff. I've heard a lot of people complaining that their business hours get blurred, you know, up into 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. You know, there's no boundaries. So Scotty does allow you to, you know, preserve business hours as well.
Very nice. So how does it work exactly, Anton? Let's say I've got a Vodacom or an MTN SIM in my cell phone. I'm interested in using the service. Do you have relationships with the mobile operators to make this work? How does it work in practice? How are the calls set up? Do I have to install some special software on my phone?
Okay, so the secret sauce, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us all.
It's It's pretty simple. First of all, it's legal, just in case our old mates Telkom are listening. Yeah, we went through all that in 2001. It's legal. It does use what we call seamless callback. It's the new generation of callback. It happens lightning fast in the background, and we can do cunning things like setting up two legs of the call at the same time.
Okay.
In order to do that, it all revolves around the new cell phone, smartphone technology. So it's at the moment, one drawback you could say is it's only on Android. We are working on a solution for Apple as well. Mm-hmm. It's an Android app that you download. When you install the Android app, it does a very, very slick self-authentication process using your cell phone number. That's one of the big strengths of the product, is that unlike voice of IP systems, where provided you've got the username and the password, you can run somebody's account from anywhere. Your Scotty line can only run on your SIM card, because the callbacks come back to your MSISTN. So even if somebody manages to somehow break into all of our security, mm-hmm. and try and trigger a call, it's still going to go to your phone, not to the fraudster's phone.
Right.
So after you download the app, it does a slick authentication using your cell phone number, double checks your cell phone number with a code that comes back in the background, and authenticates you and sets you up on the server.
How long does this take?
After that, well, it's a normal app download. It's about 10 megs or so. So, maybe under a minute to do all of that.
And the call setup time?
Call setup time is about 3 or 4 seconds longer than if you dial directly through GSM.
Okay.
Once you've installed the app gives you, it replaces your Android dialer with a dialer that looks like the Android dialer. Mm-hmm. It's got all the normal functionality, last number redials, call contact lookups, all that. But when the time comes to dial, you've got two call buttons. One is a SIM call and one is a Scotty call.
All right.
If you press SIM call, it goes out through your SIM card as normal. If you press Scotty call, it goes out through the business. Scotty call takes about 3 or 4 seconds longer. What's happening in the background is that it's shooting a data packet to the server, mm-hmm. With who you are, who you want to call, sets everything up, and connects you through the company infrastructure, which is how the calls can get logged.
Yeah.
Billing is all in real time, and you can set user limits, monthly call limits per user, all that kind of stuff. So it's fully featured in terms of control for the account owner.
Okay. Now, you mentioned seamless callback is the technology you're using. You mentioned it's available on Android phones. Do you need a high-end Android phone, a modern Android phone, to be able to use it?
At the moment, Android 8 or above. It's the operating system, not so much the phone.
I see.
Some of the older phones... I ran into a phone yesterday that's on Android, can only go up to Android 6. So unfortunately, that phone won't be able to run. But certainly most of the phones for the last 2 years or so should be able to run Android 8 and above.
Yeah. And I suppose the market you're targeting here would tend to be running more modern Android devices.
Well, that's one of the fascinating things about this business. We built the tech, and we're building some other things out as well. So that's some more huge stuff we're working on. And we didn't really have a concrete market for it. And so we found a nice balance between corporates using it for a cell phone allowance replacement, mm-hmm. and also quite small businesses. I suppose the sort of SME-sized businesses who are using it as a business line, for a one-line business.
Right.
It's incredibly attractive price-wise because our billing is pay-as-you-go only. There's no monthly running tools. You only pay for the calls you make. So as an alternative to, for example, a telecom line rental, it's a no-brainer, and you've got built-in mobility without having to pay for it, because your calls find you wherever they are, wherever you are.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot of small businesses taking it up as a business number, and I think they're also appreciating the fact that they can turn off their business, sometimes after hours, whenever, because everyone needs a break at some point. Running your business from your cell phone can become quite trying. You don't get any separation sometimes.
You mentioned there's some challenges in developing the solution for iPhone. I presume that's just to do with Apple's notorious tight controls over their platform.
Yeah. Apple don't really want you to replace the phone dialer. Mm. So we're working on some angles. As an alternative to that, but Yeah, it's Apple.
Yeah. Will you crack it? Are you going to be able to crack it, do you think?
I think so. We've got some stuff running at the moment that's a fairly elegant solution, although it's not 100% as slick as Android. But certainly in beta at the moment, it's very workable.
Now, you mentioned 087 numbers. I remember you'll be old enough to remember this too, Anton. I remember the days when 087 numbers were associated with rather dodgy things back in the, I think it was in the late 80s or early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. And that all got shut down. And then 087 has been...
Yeah.
Do you remember those days?
I never had enough money to dial them, but I knew what they were about.
Okay. So 087 got repurposed many years ago. What is 087? What is the 087 number range?
That's another part of the, sorry, about the secret source that I probably should have told you. 087s are numbers that have been issued to ECNS license holders, basically alternate networks, phone networks, okay. Who typically are voice over IP networks. So we connect into two IP wholesale networks at the moment, just with a big SIP trunk from our server to theirs, and we get the numbers from them. So we're not actually an ECNS license holder ourselves. We have wholesale providers that we connect to at very competitive pricing.
Okay.
So all of our calls go out over voice, over IP at the end of the day. It's one of the things we were quite passionate about at Huge was, you know, we never said that there was anything wrong with VoIP. The main problem with VoIP is when you have it on the edge of the network. In the core of the network, it's magnificent and it's a no-brainer and everybody should be using it. So all of our calls get switched, you know, in the core over IP. And then the last mile goes out over the GSM. And an 087 number is just the number range that the voice of IP providers are allocated by Telkom. Mm-hmm. Ikaza.
So, Scotty, is this a reference to Star Trek by any chance?
No.
Oh, no.
Not really. No, it's actually a reference going back even before 087 dodgy days to a Scotch call.
A Scotch call?
You're probably too young for a Scotch call.
You're going to have to explain what that is.
A Scotch call is when you were, say, studying at university or somewhere and you had no money because you spent it all on beer, but you needed to speak to your parents. So you'd go to a tiki box and you'd make a call and let it ring once and your mum would know, well, she's got to call back that phone booth on campus because, mm-hmm. Bootie wants to talk. Mm-hmm. So, that's what a Scotch call is. So because there is actually a callback going on in the background and moving the charge from your SIM card onto the company account, it's pretty much is a Scotch call, you know, in a very sophisticated way.
Okay. I think we call it a missed call these days, hey?
Yeah, it probably will. No, we're, let's not go there because, somebody else invented that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Currently the subject of a major court battle, yes.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, only one person so far has actually got the Scotch call reference.
Okay. Now, I assume it had something to do with Scotty Beam Me Up.
Not really, no. But but it's actually not a bad name because, most of the guys working in Scotty enjoy whiskey. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
So a nice thing to celebrate with is,
Yeah. So the company behind this, Anton, is it pronounced Trebel or Trable?
It's however you would like to pronounce it, really. It's the shelf company name. And
okay.
It, because it had a bell in it that sort of partially looked like telephone related thing, we thought we'll just keep it. Some people say trouble.
All right. So you're going to keep that name. It's not going to be renamed. Is Scotty Business Line your first product? Might you consider changing the company's name to Scotty or something along those lines?
Yeah, I don't think so. Scotty is a pretty much a digital product. Everything so far happens electronically. Most of our development has been done, from our source development. It's a very new way of doing business compared to the old days where we had, offices full of people. Most of our customers, in fact, other than the customers, we're customers. You know, they arrive, you know, by internet. They install themselves. They make some calls. Everyone gets $20 free airtime just to, you know, to try it out. And then they buy airtime, and you know, it's kind of, it's very much an internet business.
Okay. Are you bootstrapping this, or you've got funders behind it?
I think the bootstraps are nearly gone. We're down to the soul at this point. But but yeah, I'm funding it. And it's probably a classic story. You know, it's taken twice as long and, you know, three times as much as we thought it would. But, you know, we're having four times as much fun. So yeah, it all balances out in the end.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with Scooty Business Line. If people want to find out some more about it, where on the web can they go?
The URL is scottyapp.mobi.
Scottyapp.mobi. There we go. Go check that out. And Anton Potgieter, good to chat to you again. He is a telecommunications industry, I'm going to do this to you again, veteran, and the founder of, I'll call it Trebell, the creator of Scotty Business Line. Thanks so much for your time today.
Duncan, thank you. Take care.